This goes to Dr. Prouty, fax 989-875-3732, regarding Robert, middle initial J, Smith, date of birth January 17th of 1932. Dear Dr. Prouty, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Smith with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was January 17th of this year. He is having some left knee pain, and he has been using Tylenol with relief, also some glucosamine for the knee pain. He has lost 4 pounds over the last 6 months, but overall he's feeling well. No excessive shortness of breath with exertion, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He believes his blood sugars are well controlled, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and minimal edema of the lower extremities. Medications. I want to highlight hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily. Lisinopril is 40 milligram daily. Lasix, 20 milligram daily. Also, glipizide, metoprolol, simvastatin, normal dose aspirin of 325 milligram daily. Ocuvite, vitamins, metformin, and the glucosamine. Physical exam, weight 197 pounds. Pulse is 59. Oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm setting, large adult cuff, 140 over 56. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs had some inspiratory crackles and bases that cleared with cough. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. No murmur or rub. Abdomen is obese, no ascites, non-tender. He has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 20th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.5. Estimated GFR is 44. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.3, albumin 4.1. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 647, and he is on the maximum dose of lisinopril to treat that. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. No indication for dialysis, no uremic symptoms. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy. Currently controlled. 3, hypertension, slightly higher than goal, but 130 over 80 or less is goal, and he's 140 over 56 currently. We'll continue all of his current routine medications and encourage him to follow a low-salt diabetic diet. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.